You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric.
Holy cow!
It's Monday morning, and you know what time it is. It is time for The Fan Zone. I'm Eric.
And I'm Billy.
Welcome in right here on your local Thunder Radio to another fine edition of The Fan Zone, brought to you by Keith Nunley at Nationwide Insurance. Get Nationwide on your side. He has life, home, auto insurance. Give him a call, 723-7900, or you can stop by and see him in the Whispering Pine Shopping Center right next to Goodwill. Go in, see what kind of needs you have, get some quotes. I'm sure he can hook you up. Tell him the Fan Zone sent you.
Yeah, make that your quote. Quote, Billy and Eric told me to come.
Yes, so we came. Good Monday morning, Billy.
How are you?
I am fabuloso.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's Monday. The days are already starting to get shorter.
Yes, we're on the downhill slide.
Yeah, summer. All right. Hey, you ready to unload a moving truck later this afternoon?
No.
Woo-hoo.
No. I will be.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I have my Wheaties for breakfast this morning.
Yeah. The Faja in-laws arriving in town.
Yes.
So, looking forward
to that. Which is good news.
Yes. He did send us a picture of the truck loaded.
It appears to be full.
It is full. 26-footer all the way to the door.
Yep. Top to bottom to top, front to back, back to front.
There we go. So
let's jump in.
We need to get this show on the road so we can
this party started.
Unload a moving truck. We're gonna get as Billy calls it, bits and nibbles out of the way.
Yes.
Just hit a few quick stories real quick that are going around the sporting world. And probably the earliest it's ever happened in the Fan Zone. Get ready.
It is now time for the stupid tweet of the week.
Today's stupid tweet of the week brought to you by Keith Dunley and Nationwide Insurance, 723-7900 for life, home, auto insurance needs. Do the smart thing and get Nationwide on your side. From at Delta, as in Delta Airlines. Congrats, Team USA. Nice goal. And that's it. It's not really that's it.
For radio's sake.
For radio's sake. Now, you know, radio is an audio medium. So just reading the tweet itself, not too bad.
Doesn't seem too stupid.
Patriotism.
Yes.
However, the pick... that was attached to the tweet has the score 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when Team USA beat Ghana 2-1. The 2 is with a picture of the Statue of Liberty on a sunset. No, beautiful. Sunrise, right?
Sunrise?
Sunset?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Where the sun is in view of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
behind
picture.
It. Yeah, very nice.
And then the picture for Ghana is also a beautiful picture.
Yes.
Maybe a picture at dusk.
Yes, looks that dusky.
You see the silhouette of a giraffe, and very beautiful picture.
That's a tall, long-necked animal.
Yes, yes, for those of you who don't know.
Never been to the zoo.
Now.
Or some parts of Africa.
So again, what's stupid about this, Billy?
Well, my social studies teacher tells me there are no giraffes in Ghana.
No. Unfortunately.
Different part of Africa.
Yeah. The
I didn't know Ghana was in Africa. It is in Africa, right?
I think so. There was a wrestler who wrestled for Ring of Honor, Prince Nana. He was a prince from Ghana.
Oh.
Africa.
When you said
West
Ring of
Africa.
Honor, I thought of Johnny Cash, but that was a Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire.
Yeah, sorry.
The Ring of Honor actually had their first live pay-per-view last night in Nashville. I almost went.
Almost. That's too bad. Too bad you missed that.
I know. That's okay. So Delta, you know, Ghana's a West African country with more than 25 million people.
And zero giraffes.
Zero giraffes. So you have to imagine, is the Delta like Twitter guy like Googling Africa pictures?
Yeah. That's all he could find in free. Because he
royalty
didn't want
free.
Yeah, he didn't want to pay for like a Shutterstock picture or whatever.
How ironic, though. Like a airline, you know, that flies worldwide.
They don't carry very many giraffes on their airlines, probably.
No, but I don't know. But I doubt the Twitter guy's been to Ghana.
That's probably true.
Or girl.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Girl. Unfortunate for them.
Next bit of news.
Hey, at least they got the Statue of Liberty right.
Yes. Yes.
Got the right country.
All right.
Better news. We have better, more exciting, closer to home news.
Yeah.
Because World Cup doesn't mean a lot to us right now.
No.
We're trying, but it's not doing anything for us. But this is doing something for us.
Absolutely.
And that is, we're super excited for the folks Abby used to hang out with, your wife used to hang out with on the campus of the Vanderbilt University. She didn't hang out with these guys, but
no.
The Vanderbilt Commodores for the first time ever
heading
in the College World Series.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think we need a watching party.
I think so.
Action starts tonight.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Espen?
I think so. I have a meeting at 7:30, so I don't know how that'll work.
Yeah, I may actually be watching this because I'll be laying on the couch with ice.
Yes,
probably.
Yeah, a bag of peas.
Fascinating. This is the first men's national championship. Hopefully, they haven't won it, but
yeah, we hope. We're hopeful.
They're competing to win the first men's national championship in Vanderbilt history.
Yes, to put this next to their
20 years
2007 women's national championship in bowling.
I did not know that.
Did you
know that?
No.
That's awesome.
No, prior to this week, I had no knowledge that you could actually get a national championship in bowling.
I think you can get a national championship in anything.
Really? Table tennis?
Probably. I would believe that.
I would want to compete. I don't think I'd do very well.
I don't know if that's a sanctioned NCAA sport. It's an Olympic sport, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. One needs to know the answer to these things. but yeah, we're proud of the Commodores. We're cheering for them. You do the same thing. Watch them. I'm sure somewhere you can hear a radio broadcast.
I'm sure it's somewhere, yeah.
I'm not sure where.
Yeah. Just search. Yeah, ESPN Radio may actually be streaming that if you have that radio app.
Yeah, so you cheer for them, and hopefully it's just a Monday and Tuesday sort of thing. They wrap it up and get done. And you can, for all the analysis you think you could get, I bet, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, you can listen to Plaster here from 3 to 6.
Yeah, he's going to get the inside scoop.
Yeah, he's going to be excited about some Vanderbilt College World Series action. I was listening to him last week. He was excited last week. He was trying not to jinx him or whatever, so he wasn't talking much about it. But they were talking about it, but he was trying not to.
Right, right. It was a fantastic finish with Texas.
Yeah.
In the semis, and a walk-off infield single.
Yes, that was in the realm of possibilities for our call of the week this week. But
right, right.
Unfortunately, it didn't make it.
No, no.
But we're proud of the Commodores, and we're looking, hopefully, there'll be a national championship.
That'd be great.
National
just
champion
right up there
here
with the
in Tennessee.
Champs.
Yeah.
Great, great.
Boom.
All right, so we're going to zigzag. So we zigged.
Hey, true story.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I just thought of this in my head, and I'm going to utter it out loud.
Uh-oh.
Like, these are the two sports where strikes really matter.
Nice. Nice. Yes.
You need to call
their PR department.
Yes. Put that on a shirt.
Where's the trademark? Did nobody...
Yeah.
You know.
That would probably get canceled, too.
It's on the radio.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to steal it.
Be offensive to somebody.
Yes. To exes.
Yes.
So we're going to zigzag here. We went stupid. We went, hey, awesome. And now we're going to go to whiny a little bit. We were reading an article about New York Jets running back and former Tennessee Titans running back Chris Johnson. He looks back fondly on his time with the Tennessee Titans, but not on how his six-year tenure there ended. This is coming from a Fox Sports report.
Well, I'm glad he looks back fondly on his six-year career, because the rest of us are glad of how it ended and look back not so fondly on how it worked out for the last 3 years.
Right, right. About half the career we look back fondly, and then we're like, hey, once you started, we started like paying you more money.
Yeah, you ceased to perform.
He remains angry that the Titans waited until early April to cut him rather than a month earlier when more lucrative opportunities would be awaiting him at the start of the NFL's free agent signing period, Marvez writes.
Because he said, I love Tennessee, love my fans, but at the end of the day, I think they did me wrong. He should be glad somebody else is writing him a check to run up and down the field because he's...
Well, he will allegedly run up and down the field.
Right, yeah, because I'm just... Boy, of course, and I fussed and yelled and screamed. I didn't have a microphone at the time to be able to fuss and yell and scream, and you could listen. But when they gave him that big contract in Tennessee, so he should be glad he gets to play in the NFL, and he probably just shut his mouth and go lift some weights and try to figure out how to get those legs moving a little faster.
And, you know, we're not, we don't have our fingers on the pulse of these dealings. Like, I'm wondering, who did he miss out? Who missed out on Chris Johnson?
Who really? I mean, if somebody wanted him, they would have gotten him.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a secret that he was going to get released. Everybody on the planet knew he was going to get released.
The writing was on the wall.
Yeah, like, he's not going to be here. So if you want him, hold on and get him. Yeah. If you want him, trade for him.
Yeah.
But nobody was going to eat that big contract. Come on, man.
No.
Quit being an idiot.
He's lucky to be a Jet.
Yes.
With Rex Ryan and their stolen defensive playbooks.
That's right. And, yeah. Chris Johnson, probably when he got there, had to wear like fishnet stockings.
Shoe catalogs. Yeah, I was the trying to see what joke we can. Yeah. You took care of it.
The playbook is really like a Clayton shoe store catalog.
Playfoot. Well, we're going downhill fast, Billy. Stick around with us. We got our call of the week coming right up, so don't go away.
Welcome back to the Fan Zone. This is Billy. I'm joined by Eric. We're so glad that you're with us for the Fan Zone, brought to you by Keith Nunley at Nationwide Insurance. Get by, see him over in the Whispering Pines Shopping Center. Give him a call, 723-7900 for your home, life, and auto insurance needs. While you're playing around today, enjoying your Monday, go on to Facebook, like the Fan Zone with Billy and Eric page. Follow Eric on Twitter, at Mr. Eric Keith. Follow me, at Billy Levengood, and that will be excellent. It'll make your day just a bit better. We're so glad that you've decided to join us during this hour. Each and every Monday morning, we are having a great time. We have yet another just a fun segment here. We're looking forward to celebrating some baseball, more baseball history this week. So we can't wait to jump in and get started. We're glad that you're joining us. A few weeks ago, we got to talk about the Dodgers, which we don't like talking about the Dodgers, but we got to talk about the Dodgers because, what's his name?
Josh Beckett.
Josh Beckett, yeah. No hit my Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
Which was a sad day on Sesame Street.
Yeah, and he was kind of the guy, like, he's going to be the first guy to throw a no-hitter this year? Really?
Yeah.
But a guy that more people would predict this kind of outcome out of.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton Kershaw was set June 18th for a no-hitter. So we're going to pick up our call of the week right here. Set up for you. It is the top of the ninth. L.A. leads 8-0 against the Colorado Rockies. Big O because there's been no hits throughout the ballgame. Clayton is at 106 pitches, two outs.
And he's thrown five pitches in the inning.
Five pitches in the inning. Unbelievable. Count is 0-2. And since this is the call of the week, you can kind of predict what's next.
That's right. On the 107th pitch, this is what happens.
0-2. He's done it.
I just love the simplicity of Vin Scully there.
And we got to hear Vin Scully.
Yeah. Got him. He's done it.
Yeah. And the crowd goes wild.
And so does the rest of the Dodgers.
Yes. There's a lot of wild.
And his wife.
Yes. Looked like she needed to be calmed down right there. Simmer down now. Simmer down now.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
In at L.A., I mean, that's awesome.
Kershaw pitches a no-hitter, a career high. by 15 strikeouts. And although it's lost in the excitement, the Dodgers are 4 games behind the San Francisco Giants.
So pretty unbelievable. So 15, his career high strikeout, which is awesome.
Right. And then, I can't, forgive me for being an idiot, but I can't, they have a scale that they rate all these games on, and
okay,
the second best rated game ever behind Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. I didn't, that's not a stat that I've followed before.
Yeah, it got 104 on the scale or something, and that's, I think Kerry Wood was 105 or something like that. But yeah, so Kershaw, this is first year after his big contract.
Uh-huh.
So he's
making that money.
I think he's a likable guy, from what I understand.
I like Kershaw.
I think he's an absolute goober.
When they won, or when he won the Cy Young, Vince McMahon sent him a WWE championship belt. Did I show you this?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. He tweeted out a picture of himself doing the dishes, wearing the championship belt. He's like, just doing dishes.
Yes.
Oh,
he's a champ.
It was the best. So yeah, he seems like a very cool cat.
Yes.
Somebody else who seems like a pretty cool cat.
Yeah.
Ellen Kershaw.
Yes. So this is like the Call of the Week 2.0.
Uh-huh.
And we're most excited. If you missed this little gem of an interview.
Yeah.
Right after the no-hitter.
You can find it on MLB.com.
Yeah. But we wanted to share it with you because we enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
Tonight was so excited. I still feel like we're living in this dream. It just felt like the longest 3.5 hours ever, and I wouldn't let myself believe that it was a no-hitter until that last pitch happened, and I was like, holy cow, I think that this might actually happen. It was so exciting. It was one of those things that Clayton's always said, I really hope I'm able to do that someday.
Now,
I don't want to make fun of her. She looks like she's just such a cute, nice girl. Like, she's probably 12 or 13 or 15 or something. I don't know. She just looks like she's just young, doesn't know any, but holy mackerel.
I don't think she used to being, I don't know if this is, if she's been interviewed before. She didn't do herself any favors in that first, because she's really sounded very Valley girl.
Yeah, and she is in Southern California.
This is true.
She might fit right in.
So yeah, the holy cow.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, in a dream. I was waiting for an OMG.
Yeah. Surprised that it shouldn't bust it out.
No.
That would just be a dream come true. And so for me to get to sit up in the stands and watch it from first pitch to last pitch, it was incredible just to see a dream come to fruition. I just can't believe
fruition.
It.
Fruition.
Lots of
work.
Dream. I was prouder for that.
For a while.
When he went out there to start the ninth, what was going through your mind? Because you can't really control anything.
Yeah. I had one of my dear friends, Chad Billingsley's wife, was sitting next to me just holding my hand. And she's like, do you want to talk? Do you not? And I was like, you know what? They could very likely get a hit in this inning, and that would be okay. This has been an incredible game no matter what.
Now, and our friends on the and the airwaves can't see this.
Looks like she's about to be tackled to the ground by her friend.
Yes, Mrs. Billingsley.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like Mrs. Billingsley's face is very, she's, screaming, crazy.
Yes.
She was very excited.
The security guard is a little less emotive.
Oh, yeah. And was she trying to tell her to sit down and settle down?
It seemed like it.
I don't know. Now, sister, and she got handsy. She was...
Mm-hmm.
And then Ellen kind of waved her away.
And so let's just see what happens. And so she just sat there and held my hand. And yeah, I was really nervous and it just felt really surreal. But I don't think it was until that last batter and that last pitch that I was just like, oh my goodness, I think that this might be able to happen.
We almost had the OMG.
It was so exciting.
What are you plans for celebration? Anything you're
gonna
do tonight?
I don't know. He just called and asked, "What should we do to celebrate?" So, Josh Beckett said that maybe we needed to go over to his neck of the woods and maybe celebrate with him. So we might do that.
What? Okay. Josh Beckett, invite. What does that entail?
I don't know. I don't know. Leftover frozen pizza.
Okay.
Or maybe just the two of us will go out. I don't know what we'll do. It's totally up to him tonight.
It better be.
Yeah, I mean, he's worked hard. He probably just wants to go home and take a nap.
Okay, so Billy Levengood throws a no-hitter. What do you do afterward?
Shut the video game off?
up the difficulty settings?
Yeah.
yeah. Quit playing against Eliana.
Yeah, play with somebody besides my wife.
And so, oh man, what would you do?
I don't know.
I think I'd go get a steak.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a steak worthy night.
Yeah. Now, like a cheap steak, or you're going for one of those high dollar things.
Ruth Chris, or what's the other one?
I don't know.
Dave and Buster's. No.
Yeah.
There's
going to Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. And so, gosh.
Yeah, I'm putting my arm in some ice or something, probably.
I am doing that. But at 107 pitches, I mean, it wasn't like he wore himself out.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a normal pitch count. Now, of course, I'm sure there was added stress to the fact that it was a no-hitter.
Right.
Now, what are your thoughts? And I know you're a tradition guy. What are your thoughts on, like, the announcers or whoever, like, not talking about the no-hitter while it's going on?
I say talk away.
Yeah?
Talk away. Because Clayton Kershaw ain't listening to you. He can't hear.
Right.
You're not in his head. You're not bothering right. him.
But what about guys in the dugout, like when he's sitting in the dugout? Don't talk about it?
Oh, I don't mind. Talk with him if you want to. Throw stuff at him if you want to. Like when they're getting interviewed.
Yeah,
you know.
Sunflower seeds.
Yeah, throwing sunflower seeds at him if you want to.
Yeah.
They were talking to somebody. Maybe I was watching a game and they were interviewing Garrett Cole and asking him, like, he isn't throwing a no-hitter, but, like, what do you do when you're, like, on the verge, your teammate's doing that? What do you do? He's like, I don't know. You can talk to me if you want. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
So I'm cool with talking if you want to.
Right.
I'm not a big superstition guy, so I like tradition, but superstition doesn't bother me.
Right, right.
You know, he's either going to throw a no-hitter or, you know,
not.
Or there's some point somebody's going to get hit, and when they do, he didn't throw a no-hitter. Congratulations to him.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable thing. And so we've had two this year,
mm-hmm.
two Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers have had 22 in history.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some. What's going on?
10% of their no-hitters have been this year.
That's pretty awesome, right? Well,
if you're a Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
I want them to be like 2 and 160. So I guess I could have two no-hitters if that was the case.
Right.
But yeah, I don't want them to win. I want them to.
And thank goodness for the run support. At least they scored 8 runs. Can you imagine going into a no-hitter, tied nothing? Ugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
And then have to go extras? Like, what do you do? Like, I guess.
Well, he
probably would have been able to pitch the 10th.
He could throw a 10th inning. Keep going.
So, who knows?
But yeah, so that's cool. We like that.
So we'll have to, I need to do a little research. I wonder what they did. I wonder what did he do to celebrate?
Yeah. Maybe steak. Him and Mr. Beckett fired up the grill or.
I feel like something. Chicken wings should be involved.
Chicken wings? Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe they had something cold to drink, like an iced tea.
I tell you, though, the Dodgers are tracking down San Francisco.
I think San Francisco's collapsing into their arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're like a bad romantic comedy.
We're going to get into a little bit of the discussion on the standings here in a minute. I think the Dodgers are doing what they did last year. They're turning things around at the right time.
Yeah, and like for the thing with Kershaw's, it's not, and not that I don't think there's probably some measure of luck in a no-hitter, but with Kershaw, it's like he has the stuff to go out there and he could. He's a guy who could throw multiple no-hitters in one season.
Yes,
he's that good. So it's not a fluke. It's not like Kyle Kendrick of the Phillies threw a no-hitter. Be like, no, he didn't. Really, what happened?
Right.
You know. Well, he got 26 ground ball outs. You know?
Right. And it's not like Hernandez up in Seattle. It does not surprise me he's got a perfect game under his belt.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got the stuff. Now, there's some other guys that's like, really? All
right. Right. That's going to do it for this segment of the Fan Zone brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Fan Zone, everybody. Brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Give Keith Nunley a call at 723-7900. He's got life, home, and auto insurance. He'll bundle it up for you because, baby, it's cold out there.
That's right. Hey, we're headed in that direction.
I know. We're on the downward decline.
Yeah.
It wouldn't feel like it today.
Yeah, today is shorter than yesterday, though.
And I feel like I should pack extra clothes for our moving adventure later.
Yes.
But give him a call or go see him in the Whispering Pines Shopping Center.
Yeah, we'll have to send our father-in-law over there now that he's in town.
I know. He might need some life, home, auto. Bundle it up.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Indeed.
All right. Well, what you got for us, Billy?
Well, I feel like a dog because I've been hogging these.
Yeah?
Hogging these. Yeah, I've been hogging these here things. One of our new favorite segments.
Right. Because
every segment is our favorite segment.
Uh-huh.
But we have...
The Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition proudly presents this week's Local Scholar Athlete.
Took the words right out of my stinking mouth. You're not going to believe it. This week's Fan Zone Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by the Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition, is none other than Jonathan Sherrill, 13-year-old who's just finished the 8th grade at Westwood Middle School. He is the son of Scott and Melody Sherrill. He plays left and right tackle on the football team and plays Westwood Middle School baseball, or did play Westwood Middle School baseball. He's going to go on to 9th grade life now. He's captured a leadership award in his sports playing career. He does plan to go to college, just not made up his mind which one he wants to go to yet. I'd say with the right amount of scholar and athlete, he's got lots of options. So looking forward in the years to come to see what he chooses. And he looks up to his parents who push him to his best, and to Coach Dyer because he challenges him to do more than he thinks that he can do by himself. Jonathan Sherrill, this week's Fan Zone Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by the Coffee County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Awesome sauce. So I didn't mean to cut you off with the song there.
You didn't?
Well, I did. Actually.
You did fine. I thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
And anytime you want to be the voice of the Scholar Athlete of the Week, okay. I feel like I've been hoarding them since we started. I keep the stash.
Folder.
Yeah, I have the secret stash of potential
nominees.
Yeah. And I've been okay. I carry it on my person nearly always.
Yeah.
So I can study the options we have contained here.
All right.
Yeah. But if you ever want one, let me know.
Right. I may take them out for a spin.
Yeah. I'll let you keep the folder for the week.
I don't know if I can handle that responsibility. So
yeah. Yeah.
You've been doing such a wonderful job carrying the folder.
We do a wonderful job carrying this folder, as well as the Anti-Drug Coalition. They probably do a better job keeping our community safe, drug-free, helping to equip our young people to make smart, healthy decisions. So we're glad to have them. We're glad the coalition exists and does all that it does, coordinating efforts among so many different portions of our community to impact drugs, alcohol, tobacco, all of that stuff.
There you go.
Indeed. CCAntiDrug.org, by the way, if you want to go check out their website.
Yeah, or like them on Facebook as well.
Yep.
Search them out. We like them.
We like them.
You like us. You like them.
That's right.
It's a nice triangle of like.
A like triangle? That's good.
There we go.
There's another like triangle happening out there, and it's the NL East, the top.
Yeah. So New York and Philly. Sorry.
Not in the triangle. Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, 5 games back, that can be made up pretty quickly.
Yeah, if you look at all the other standings outside of the AL Central, to be 5 games back and be in last place, you're sitting pretty.
And what's
cuz everybody in the NL sucks. It's in the East. They're all terrible.
Well, and I asked you a while back, and I think it was off air. I was like, is this the last time we're going to see Philly at 500? And they're only 6 games out of 500 right now.
Yeah, they could have been. Well, they were 4 games out of 500 until they neglected to get a win with Cole Hamels on Saturday, and then had a 3-0 lead and blew it.
Yeah. So,
against the Cardinals. So, they really could have had just a phenomenal road trip. But still, 6-2 on their 6-2? 5-2,
something like
5-2 on the road trip.
Yeah, they swept the Braves, which is phenomenal.
Yes,
so that's good.
And they really had a shot. They played pretty good baseball all week. They had a shot at sweeping the Cardinals, and they really should have.
Yeah,
but they didn't. Took 2 losses, but on a road trip to go 5-2, and so they're on the winning side for them. So they got a lot coming up between now and the All-Star break. they've got some series they have to win with, I think, the Marlins and the Braves. They play the Marlins and Braves this week. They need to win both of these series to
absolutely keep and they can make up way. Some make up some ground there. Yeah, Washington, Atlanta split a 4-game series with Washington this weekend.
Because they're just trading back and forth, Washington and Atlanta, yeah, trading first place.
Yeah, yeah. And right now, Washington's got a game and a half on the Braves, thanks to those two wins the last 2 days, as well as Philly helping out earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. I was so disappointed. Like, I got my little Sports Center update on my phone Friday night mm-hmm. after they lost the game 2 to the Braves, and it was like, Nationals have dropped 7 of the last 8 meetings against the Braves. I'm like, man, this is why you don't win the division, because you can't beat the Braves.
Yeah, you got to beat the people in the division if you're going to win the division.
And so things are looking better. I mean, I don't know. They've been a little streaky. Harper's coming back soon. He's rehabbing this week. So he'll be off the DL soon, hopefully.
Yeah, that could be good.
So what other news, like, in the baseball world has you pondering things?
Well, I'm thinking a couple of different things. Number one, I'm thinking, might would have been helpful for the Phillies series, but the Phillies just, or the St. Louis just put 2 of their 5 starters on the disabled list.
Yeah.
They've had a solid starting pitching and a good bullpen. So I wonder, you know, they're going to have to maneuver some parts and pieces around. To the guy who started on Sunday, Martinez, he pitched I thought the Phillies were going to knock him around, but he stopped doing that and started pitching well and struck out 5 or 6. So he's going to take Walker's spot, and then they've got one more guy to stick in there. So I wonder how much that affects them trying to claw back into this cut into the Brewers league, because the Brewers just keep winning baseball games. I mean, they're not winning every game, but they're winning games. Then they're back to the best record in baseball again.
Yeah.
So, or at least in the National League, if they're not the best in the
in the league. I think they got like a half game back on Oakland over in the AL.
Okay.
But yeah, looking at St. Louis, they're 3rd ERA, 9th in quality starts, 2nd in WHIP, and 2nd in batting average against. And, you know, to lose 2 of your starters, holy cow, that's got to be detrimental. Now, do we have any information? I'm sure that's out there, but I haven't read much on this. What are the extent, like, are these going to be 15, like, missed 2 start DL stints, or are they going to possibly turn into something longer?
The one, not Walker, but the other who...
Garcia?
Yeah. Like, he's had 2 pretty big surgeries, and so they're not sure if... From what I was reading, I don't know if either one of them are going to have surgery or anything, but it's another shoulder issue for him.
Okay, up in the air.
Yeah, Walker's been sore, and they just thought maybe he'd miss a start, and then.
Okay.
But it looks like so maybe his deal won't be too long either. Yeah. Probably take us 15 days, and maybe he'll be back.
Now, the unfortunate thing for them is they start a series at Colorado today.
You need some pitching if you're going to do that.
And so hopefully the bullpen. Now, good news is Lynn, who's a regular starter, and Miller, regular starters, are starting that game. The third game is probably going to be filled in with whoever, the spot starter there.
Yeah.
Because they're going to save Waino for the Dodgers. So they're traveling to L.A. after Colorado.
Yeah, they have quite the week with Colorado, Los Angeles,
San Francisco. It lightens up a little bit because they'll get to host Miami and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's playing tough right now. They're playing pretty good ball.
Yeah, and then Milwaukee to close out until the All-Star break.
And Pittsburgh should get Gerrit Cole back by the end of the week, maybe. But maybe even by Saturday he'll be back if everything goes according to plan.
So that's tough. I mean, it's going to be tough on St. Louis because they're already 5.5 games back against Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's the road trip they're headed for. Man, you want to have best important. Pitchers that you have out there to, because they were 7-3 in the last 10, and they've been hanging in there with the Brewers. But I hope they don't take a big hit right here.
All right. Other news, like Toronto, who is lighting it up over in the East, AL East, has kind of cooled off a lot.
Yeah, they were running away and they stopped, sat down.
And then I haven't looked. They had a couple of injuries in the game yesterday. Batista
and Laurie.
They came out. I don't know if it's going to be anything serious.
I think Laurie broke his thumb, maybe.
Okay, so he's gonna be out now. I think Batista was just stiff, some tightness, in the lake. And so who knows? But Baltimore and New York are a game and a half. Quit making faces. Baltimore and New York, game and a half out of the lead there. So pretty significant stuff going on in the AL East. Detroit, they've only got a 2.5 game lead over Kansas City, who's been playing some pretty phenomenal ball, and they've lost four in a row, but up until that point they were playing good.
Yes. And do we have time for one last bit of stupid?
Yeah, about 30 seconds.
All right, 30 seconds. What is wrong with the San Diego Padres?
Uh-oh.
Kind of dummies? Trying to Burns. They fired their GM.
Yeah?
2.5 years or whatever into his contract. He's already got a pretty difficult deal, turning around a franchise that doesn't have any money in a division where the Dodgers have basically owned all the other ones. You know, their old payrolls all fit into the Dodgers' payroll. I just think they did something stupid, and maybe Ruben Amaro will do something really stupid, get fired, and the Phillies can get a new GM. But anyway, that's going to do it for this segment. We've got more to come. You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric. Welcome back. It's turn four. Going to get ready to talk some NASCAR action. You're listening to The Fan Zone with Billy and Eric, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Go by. You got plenty of time today. Go by and see him. It's going to be hot, I'm sure. Might be a chance of rain today. Seems like there's a chance of rain every day. It's summertime. So you got some time. Go by this Whispering Pines Shopping Center. Give him a call, 723-7900. Keith Nunley would love to hear from you, and we'd love for you to tell him that you went to see him. You gave him a call because you heard it here on The Fan Zone.
His office is air conditioned, right?
Yes. So. And if you haven't been in his office for a little while, there's been some paint work done.
Ooh.
And he has the brightest blue wall. One blue wall. Nationwide blue. I don't know if that's the color or not, but
I'm sure it is. It's not Jimmy's beard.
No, it's not. I was just blown away by this when I was in there last week.
All right. So NASCAR racing, they were over.
Okay. I got to get that in once a week.
They were over in California.
They had Cali on their mind.
Over at Sonoma Raceway for the 26th annual Toyota Save Mart 350.
Da-dun, da-dun.
So,
hey.
Yeah.
What a bunch of random craziness.
Yeah? Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay. What?
Do you know what I think's crazy?
Yes.
Just straight up cray cray. Straight up cray cray.
Okay.
Last week. Mm-hmm. For the first time in like 15 years, Jack Roush can't get a Ford in the top 10 at Michigan, where he's like owned the place.
Right.
This week, he has a Ford in victory lane.
There you go. It's funny how things work.
Like where he should run really well, can't figure out which ends up. Where he shouldn't run well, Carl Edwards doesn't. He's not a road racer.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I didn't watch a lot of it.
I listened to some of it on the radio.
So how did he win? Was it strategy?
No, it's just he led the last 25 laps.
Well, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
Your boy, second place again.
That's right.
Jeff Gordon.
Another one that could have been.
Yeah.
But still leading the points. So that's good news. So we'll talk more about that.
Junior!
Guess how many top 10s he'd had at Sonoma coming into this race?
None.
None.
Yeah.
And he finishes third.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Poor AJ Allmendinger. We were talking about him. He was on your fantasy team this week.
Allmendinger.
Polled at two, started at second, finished 37th. Poor, and he led 35 laps of the 200-lap race.
Yeah.
Oops.
Whoopsie daisy.
Tell you what, where did Larson end up? He didn't do too hot today yesterday. 28th.
28th.
Austin Dillon was the rookie of the day.
Oh, 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we had Jimmy Johnson up there in the top 10, top seven, right?
Yeah.
So, that's 300 cars in the top seven. I'm sure Kane was up there somewhere.
All four top seven. Yeah.
Those 100 cars. Six. You better watch out. It just seems like there's years along the way where they just got their stuff together.
They've got it.
So you better watch out. They're in the top top three in the standings. What order are they in, my
friend? All right, so let's take a look at the standings. Now, Billy prefers points only. We're not going to worry about the wins, because if we were basing on the wins, like when they show the grid on TV, his boy would not be at the top. But right now, Jeff Gordon is the points leader.
Because that's how it works right now. When
right
you get
now,
to Richmond
right.
and you reseed it, then it won't be that way. Okay. But for right now, that's the way that it is.
This is true. So Jeff Gordon, points leader. Jimmy Johnson, 20 behind. Dale Jr., 25 behind. So top three, Hendrick Cars. And then you got Kenseth, Keselowski, Carl Edwards, Joey Logano, Ryan Newman, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Paul Menard, Denny Hamlin, Clint Bowyer, Greg Biffle, and Casey Kane round out your top 16.
Where's a Kurt Busch alert? Where is he?
All right, so Kurt Busch is down at 26th. So right now he would knock out Casey Kane. If the chase started today, Casey Kane would be knocked out of the standings and replaced by Kurt Busch. Right now, we have how many winners? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 10 winners. So I think that's kind of an interesting stat. I don't know what you think about that. Like, what are the odds that we're going to have 16 winners?
I don't think we will.
You don't think so? Is he going to double up here?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's still a couple more guys that could win. So we might get 12 winners. 13 winners, maybe.
Newman.
Yeah.
Kenseth. He's you know, fourth in the standings without a win.
He could win a race. Menard could sneak in there. Does he have a win yet this year?
No.
I mean, he could sneak in at somewhere like Pocono or Indianapolis.
Daytona?
He could.
The Daytona race.
He could steal one in July.
What about Kyle Larson? Are we going to see, or any of the rookies, are we going to see a rookie win a race this year?
It's possible. Not probable, but possible.
So let's check it out. Where are we here? We have...
We're going to just north of us next week, right?
Yeah, going up to Kentucky. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got 10 races left. 10 races, and we're at 10 winners already. Mm-hmm. So...
I don't think we're going
to
get six
more
winners.
Those 10 races would have to have new winners.
Mm-mm.
No. So that'd be tough.
Look for Gordon and figure out how to get it in the victory lane in Kentucky and mark that one off the list, too.
There we go. Just check it off. Check it off.
Yeah.
So Kurt Busch, man, he's...
Calling my shot right there.
Four or five slots out of being eliminated from the chase.
Yeah, which would be hilarious.
I would love it.
I'm thinking he'd need another new team next year because there'd be an angry outburst.
And I would want a video crew around when he finds that out.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he'll be able to stick around.
Yes, but it is the dog days of summer is what we're going to spend the rest of the summer watching this chase wind its way down to September. This is a lot going baseball hot, hot, hot in the summer. Balls just flying out of the stinking park.
Yep, and humid.
Humid. Lots going on. So we thought we might think summerly.
Mm-hmm.
On these lazy summer days when it's hot.
Yeah, we were pondering list ideas, and we couldn't get our mind off of, like, snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Non-sports stuff.
Yeah.
Because I guess we were hungry.
Yeah.
So I thought we're going to do kind of like a category list where we're thinking summer treats.
Mm.
So our favorite snack, beverage, and frozen treat.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
All right. So which one do we want to start with?
What is our number three?
Yeah.
So let's see.
What category?
What are our categories?
Snack, drink, frozen treat.
Let's do them in that order. A snack is less important than a drink or a frozen treat.
All right. Okay. So what you got?
Oh, snap. I should have thought more about this. My favorite snack. I'm going to go watermelon.
Yeah?
Watermelon. Maybe I can get with Weave from the... You were telling me a few weeks ago about you seeing him down at the... watermelon patch.
Yeah,
just scoping out how to get a good one.
Yeah, just tapping away.
I got two last week, and I got one good one and one not as good one.
Really?
Yeah. I knocked them. I shook them around, but I don't...
What was wrong with the one that was not good?
Well, it didn't taste as good.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was too ripe or not ripe enough. I don't know the difference.
I have no idea.
Snap, crackle, pop. There's a watermelon I was going to give you yesterday. I forgot about it.
Come on.
Yeah.
I wanted a melon.
I know. Just remember that.
Snack, pickles.
What?
Yeah, just like a cold dill spear.
Like the long, like jar. Cut up, quartered?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, like a dill spear.
Oh,
I just like... Just a good summer snack.
That looks like a big old whole pickle and just the crunch of it. Yeah, biting into a whole pickle, that's something else right there. Not as good as watermelon, but
yeah,
pickle's a good treat.
What about a pickle sickle? Like frozen pickles.
You might save that for your number one down there, on the next on the list.
I couldn't think of like a summer snack. There's not something that I'm like, I got to have this during the summer. But pickles.
Sunflower
it's cold.
Seeds?
I'm usually burned out on sunflower. Because baseball season starts, I'm eating sunflower seeds, and my mouth is like so salty.
Yeah.
So I'm usually done with sunflower seeds by June.
Oh. I don't know what else to get you for a snack, but pickle will do.
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky, yeah.
That's a good one, but that's a year-round treat. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sore pickles.
Anyway. Yes, you can eat a pickle any stinking time you want to.
How about a drink?
What? Couldn't like a hot dog or a hamburger or something on the grill be a favorite snack? Could you make that for a snack?
Sure. Okay.
Doesn't matter. A
corn
drink.
Dog.
Corn dog.
Tater tots.
Boom. Yeah. All right. My favorite drink is otherwise known as the Arnold Palmer. Half sweet tea, half lemonade. If I acquire this in some dining establishment which provides them, I prefer it to have light ice.
Okay. How come?
I don't like it that cold.
Okay.
And I like more beverage in the cup, especially
right.
if
like,
it's a to-go unit.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't like it that cold.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that cold? Like, how?
Well, frozen. Not, I don't want it frozen.
Okay.
I sometimes it's too cold on my teeth.
Oh, okay.
I don't want it that cold.
One thing I missed from Virginia were 7-Elevens. I had a 7-Eleven around the corner from my house, and my favorite beverage there was a Mountain Dew Slurpee.
Really? Now, there are some establishments in this town which have some...
Well, they have the flavored Mountain Dew Slurpee style stuff, like the Code Red and the Live Wire.
Mm-hmm.
This is straight up Mountain Dew.
And you don't have that here?
Best. I haven't found it yet.
That's too bad.
I'm in search of it.
Well, better luck next time.
All right.
All right.
Frozen treats?
Number one, my favorite frozen treat. So many.
You were debating on the way
options.
Over here, I remember.
I have hundreds of options of favorite frozen treats.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with like a peanut butter fudge shake.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm.
That's good stuff.
Mm. Probably because it was the most recent delicious treat I put in my mouth.
Okay. All right.
And it was delicious.
I'm a huge fan of ice cream sandwiches.
Really?
Except when they get on your face, like eating it, stick to your fingers very, very easily.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. We're going to end on a happy note about food there.
Absolutely. So you go get your own ice cream treat while you get ready for Swap and Shop.
Tell them the Fan Zone sent you. Wherever you go to get it.
That's right. Yeah. Heard about you on the Fan Zone. Yeah. So get ready for Swap and Shop. You tune in to WMSRradio.com. Check and see what's coming up on the schedule. Catch some Braves action this week and all sorts of other things. Thanks for tuning in to the Fan Zone with Billy and Eric, brought to you by Nationwide Insurance.
So long, folks.